Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and cream, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MusicSpeaks at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your professional handicapped host, James Cox, and I am honored today to have a guest on for interview for y'all's listening pleasure. We have Bintu Kaba, but first let me tell you about her. From the young age of 10, Bintu found comfort in words. She wrote short stories with her friends in elementary school. She let her imagination run wild on the canvas of her mind as she blossomed into adolescence. Bintu's creative spirit soared higher, and she left short stories to do other ways to tell stories, novels, spoken word, films, and write songs. Her mind got curious, and she wanted to explore other ways to write stories. With her debut novel and spoken word album set to be released July 3rd, she is more than just a name. She is a force of nature and a winner in the making. Hey, Bintu, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing real good. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, so I'm back to my first question before I messed up. I'm going to edit it anyway. So how did you integrate music into your spoken word album? And what role does it play to enhance the emotions you wanted to convey?
Well, I would say that my album, it has a lot of confidence in it. Like, there's a lot of themes of confidence, so the music will reflect that. Like, it will have, like, maybe not like a loud background music, but it will be like makes you wants to dance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause I just listened to it, and it's very motivating. You know, I got the feel of like insurgents in my soul to actually motivate me more. So it's going to be very, very good.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you share insights into the creative process behind selecting the music to go with your words?
Sure. I just found the beats on YouTube. Like, I don't know how to create my own beats. Not yet.
Okay.
So I was just like, okay, let me just find some on YouTube. And, you know, my producer, he puts the beats and my audio together and, like, mass and mixing. And, like, he's going to send me the files back. And then okay. I'll just upload it on Spotify and YouTube and what else? SoundCloud?
Right.
When it's
yeah.
out. On which is going to be out July 3rd. Of this year, which is like my birthday.
Oh, good, nice. Well, happy early birthday.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Yeah, and July 3rd is coming out pretty soon. I think it's in two weeks, right? Yeah, 2 weeks from now. So that's great. And you said you had to have a producer.
Yeah.
How long have you known him and worked with him so far?
About a few weeks now.
Okay.
He's pretty good, actually. He's a big fan of my writing and my art, so that's nice. But, you know, he's my second producer I actually worked with, because the first one I worked with, he actually went to rehab and closed down his studio for a year. So
that's why
I had to find a new one. And, well, I mean, thank God I found one, but it was kind of hard to find one. But
yeah, it's when you're dealing with the music industry, it's kind of hard to find people that you connect with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that worked out for you. So, looking for those songs, how did you know that the beats matched with your words? I mean, to, like, you know, convey what you want to do?
Before I start writing a poem, I'll find out the theme of it. So, for example, if it's, like, confidence and self-love, I already know that the beat is going to be somewhat, like, very upbeat. It's going to be a little bit of hip-hop and rap. So I was like, right. Okay. I already know what the beat's going to be like. So let me just write it down first, and then write down the poem first, and then find a beat on YouTube that I enjoy.
Right. Nice. That's always good to get the mindset in your head first and then go with the flow, because it's a lot easier and quicker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so we got about like four more questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
In what ways do you believe the division of the music and spoken word can create a unique and powerful listening experience for your audience?
Let's see. For my audience, they can really, like, understand where I'm coming from, because, like, I talk about confidence and self-love, but I also talk about cooking, which is, like, my favorite thing to do besides writing. So,
yeah.
Like, I reference Gordon Ramsay a lot in this album, because, like, he's one of my favorite chefs. So
yeah.
I feel like the listeners would, like, understand that I love to cook, and I'm always about the confidence, and I'm using affirmations. I talk about manifestation in the album as well.
Nice. Well, we just talked about this, and you did collaborate with your producer, but did you collaborate with any other musicians on your new and upcoming album? Or
no, it's just me, and especially since this is my first album, I would like it just to be, like, just me doing everything, so, yeah. But for my second album, probably I'll add a few people, I'm not sure, but...
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Two more questions. How do you engage, or more likely, how do you envision your listeners engaging with your spoken word album?
I would like for them to, like, engage it, like, for example, I'm at a concert and, you know, it's my concert, so I'm the one performing, and they're just performing with me. Like, they're singing, not singing, they're reciting the words with me. You know, we're just matching each other's vibe and energy.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, cool, cool. One more question. Okay, so this is a question that I ask everybody. And this is probably the hardest question ever I'm going to ask you today. So hopefully you won't get flustered here. Is there any, like, what album, what artist, or one song that you can think of that you can listen to, but you can't tell me or your mom or your dad how it makes you feel deep inside your soul?
The artist, Kendrick Lamar. I'm a big fan of him.
Yeah.
And the song, probably just like All the Stars, like it's a collaboration. All the Stars with SZA and Kendrick.
Okay.
Yeah, that actually inspired me to write the album a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
And wow. I just love it so much. It's amazing. And yeah, I like the music video, actually. I was just listening to it before this interview, so.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So, what's your favorite kind of music genre?
Hip-hop.
Out of all?
Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop, yeah. Rap. I like R&B, nice. Too.
Yeah. I like some rap, too, but rap's always good. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So, for everybody listening out there, you can reach Bintu on Instagram, BIN, the number 2, underscore, right, the number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can click on the link that I'm going to link in the description below and go to her SoundCloud page, and you can listen to Reaching for the Stars.
Yep.
And make sure you pick up the album on July 3rd, right?
Yep.
Of this year to get her album. And, okay, so you said, I read in the bio that you're coming out with a novel too, right?
Yes.
And when is that coming out?
It's coming out like a few days before my birthday. I haven't got the official date yet.
Okay, so a few days before your birthday and a new album.
Yes.
Because it comes out on your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, we do honestly thank you for coming on, and we're so sorry prolonging this. We should have done that way sooner than this.
Okay.
But I do thank you for coming on, and you can come back anytime you want to, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Yep. Bye-bye.